Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. And there is a problem in our... We live in a world that has problems. And that's part of life, right? There's ups, there's downs, there's peaks, there's valleys. But as a group of people, as a community, as a region here in the DMV, inside the Beltway, outside the Beltway, DMWV, shout out to West Virginia, shout out to all the people in North Carolina, we're rooting for you. Shout out to all the people in Florida. Goodness gracious, another one of these things. Please be safe. But as a country, from sea to shining sea, landfill, there's a problem. NFL fans do their freaking best to look at every other team but Kansas City. And all they do is keep kicking ass, start 5-0. Remember when the Saints were the hot team? Oh, man, Clint Kubiak and Derek Carr, they're going to run the table. People want to talk about the Vikings all the time. Is Sam Darnold the MVP? Is Justin Jefferson the MVP? Yo, the Ravens won a big one against the Bengals. They're the best team in football. Who cares about their losses? The Niners, everybody's hurt. Wait till they get healthy. They're going to kick everybody's ass. It's the Ravens. The Bengals, they're 1-4, but just wait. Joe Burrow will turn it around. Pick the team you want, the Bills. Surely Josh Allen didn't just go 9-30. Just wait. The Texans, CJ Stroud is the truth. He's the dude. What about the Lions? Dan Campbell, Jared Goff, David Montgomery. What about all of them? Landfill. Everyone is in such a hurry to talk about every National Football League team except the Kansas City Chiefs, and all they do is keep kicking everyone's ass. And their defense is damn near dominant. They've got the best D lineman in the NFL in Chris Jones. The corner, I'm blanking on the dude's name. He was nails last night. I don't know. Did Olave have a catch last night? I get that Shaheed has kind of become the number one there. It's just remarkable. The Chiefs are now 5-0, and it's so easy to get caught up on Mahomes and Kelce. And I get that, like, the vortex of Taylor Swift sucks in the whole universe, and that's all, like, TV cameras can talk about and blah, blah, blah. But just think about defensively what that team does. Trent McDuffie's probably playing the best corner in the NFL, or top five anyway. Chris Jones, at this point, I think, especially with Aaron Donald out of the league, everybody's cognizant of who Chris Jones is. Their linebackers, Nick Bolton could play for me any day. Just super tough, downhill. I think it's kind of badass. He wears 32. A lot of the different players at different levels of the field wearing different numbers thing, I'm not that into it all the time. But a badass linebacker wearing 32 is pretty damn cool. Leo Chenal's a linebacker out of Wisconsin that I wanted the Skins to draft a few years back. Editor's note, they did not. Everybody, we're in such a freaking hurry to talk about what other team it could be. And whoever you like, man, the Commanders are 4-1. Commanders are 4-1 and have probably the most explosive offense in the NFL. We could talk about them. Lions coming off a bye, have a big one. I think they play Dallas. I don't know. Maybe you like Kirk. Maybe you like the Falcons. Whatever it is, the Niners are 2-3 and have lost with double-digit leads to the Cardinals and the Rams, and people want to talk about the Niners more than the Chiefs. They're like, oh, well, wait till Christian McCaffrey comes back. You know who's hurt in Kansas City? You know who wasn't playing last night at Arrowhead? And if you watch that game, and I took particular joy in it because Jeff took the points. Jeff took the Saints, and I took particular joy that B. Mitch knew all along to take the Chiefs. Brian is smart, and he doesn't always like to let the world know how smart he is. When it comes to football, Brian's very smart. And he continues to say, it's the Chiefs. It's the Chiefs. It's the Chiefs. It's the Chiefs. You see the way Andy Reid stares into referees' souls? Like, do you see the piercing glare that comes out of Andy Reid's mustachioed face into the referees' souls and just rips their heart out when they make a bad call? The control Mahomes had late in that game, it was like a third and six, I want to say. Maybe a third and eight, even. And the Chiefs' D-line is getting good pressure. And then they recognize, you could see their brains hear the D-line coaches screaming at them all week during film study, don't get too far upfield, try to hold your contain because Mahomes will break it and run. Like, you could see the D-linemen thinking that. And they stop, which is incredibly hard to do. There's probably only one thing harder on the planet to stop doing once you start doing than a D-lineman going upfield. And you know what that is, Jeff. For a D-lineman to stop their pursuit of a quarterback is damn near impossible. And they stop, and Mahomes still is able to get past them, scrambles around, runs for the first down. People want to say Mahomes is cooked, 28 to 39 for 331 with a pick. Kareem Hunt? Oh, they're cooked. Pacheco's out. Kareem Hunt? Wasn't he suspended? Kareem Hunt was out of the league for a minute because he kicked that girl in the hotel or whatever. Do you know when Kareem Hunt's rookie year was? I think he was a third rounder out of Akron, some Ohio school, maybe Dayton, Toledo, I don't know, one of those.
2018.
He was offensive rookie of the year in 2017.
Oh, wow.
Went for 1,300 yards, 8 touchdowns. I had him in fantasy that year, no big deal. Kareem Hunt hasn't played in Kansas City since 2018. I can't imagine the last time he had a 100-yard game. I mean, I'm such a fool that I'll go down this rabbit hole. He didn't have a 100-yard game all last year. He played 15 games last year for the Browns. Kareem Hunt, last night, it wasn't his first game with the Chiefs. They signed him in the week 4 win over the Chargers, where he had 14 for 69. Last night, he goes 27 for 102. It's just, they are a freaking machine. And we're all in such a hurry to anoint anyone else. And I don't get it. Travis Kelce was cooked too, right? He finished with 9 catches for 70 yards. He got banged up a few different times. Remember Juju Smith-Schuster? How many times has Juju been thrown off different teams? Like, here's another team, Landfill. We were all in such a hurry for the Jets, right? Aaron Rodgers is healthy. You know, they got strong defense in the middle. Garrett Wilson. They might trade for Devontae Adams. Well, guess who won that battle? Per Adam Schefter, the Jets have fired head coach Robert Saleh. I mean, smell you later, Robert. I know some people on that staff. Rodgers is a coach killer, dude. And you can think what you want, but as soon as they made that trade, Saleh was no longer in charge. But damn, dude. You're getting fired going into week 6. I guess, Lanville, did Robert Saleh throw the 3 pick? I can't remember. Maybe it was him. He's got a big bald head like Jeff and B-Mitch. Maybe he snuck in there and threw those picks in London. I'm not saying Saleh's good. I don't think he is. But you fire a dude in week 6, to me, is more emblematic of what side you're picking in a probably fairly petty quarrel than what the coach has deserved. I mean, here's something incredibly stupid. If you're looking at the playoff picture in the AFC right now, the Jets are the first team out. So next week, they could be back in a wild card spot. They're 2-3. It's not like they're 0-5. That, to me, is way more about, I can't wait till we get B. I think he's going to enjoy that one. I don't know that Saleh was ready to be a head coach. I think you know, being the D coordinator of that Niners defense that was loaded with talent, you look pretty damn good. And when you have a really good and efficient offense that stays on the field for long periods of time, you're going to be pretty damn good. Saleh, in his time in New York, the first year they were bad, right? Most first-year head coaches, things go poorly. Dan Quinn, at least right now, is the exception. The last two seasons and the beginning of this season, the Jets were top five in yards allowed. In 22, they were fourth in yards allowed, fourth in points allowed. Last season, they were 12th in points allowed. I think a lot of that was because the offense was so bad and a lot of offenses were getting advantageous defense field position. I'm not saying Saleh deserved to stick around, but hard for me to see anything other than Rodgers wanted him out, so he's out. And Rodgers has the ear of the owner. If you're just getting in your car, you miss this news. Schefter saying, Jets fire head coach Robert Saleh. Not even week six. Bro, the leaves aren't even falling yet. Like, it's still hurricane season. It's not even cold yet. There's still mosquitoes in my yard. And coaches are getting fired. Hard to think that's anything but Aaron Rodgers, right? Rodgers got McCarthy driven out of Green Bay. Maybe that was deserved. Maybe not. Rodgers and LaFleur seem to get along, but eventually the Packers are like, dude, enough's enough with this fella. I think the Jets and Rodgers are probably a perfect marriage because the dude, one thing that Commanders fans, not to localize everything, but people should enjoy, you just got to watch it with the Browns. The Browns made probably, maybe not even probably, maybe like the Herschel Walker trade, but I think it's pretty definitive. The Browns made what looks like the worst transaction in NFL history to trade for Deshaun Watson. And then to compound that mistake, they gave Deshaun Watson a five-year fully guaranteed contract, right? With a ton of cash. They can't get out of it. Maybe a year from now, they just eat it, and they're like, we don't care how bad we are. This guy's got to go. I think we're getting closer and closer to that, especially with performances like he had in Washington the other day. As a Commanders reporter that has seen the inside of that organization for a long time, I recognize it when I see it, Landfill. Like, if Jeff hears a good track, he knows he can make a banger. He has that eye and that ear for music, right? Supreme Court Justice Potter Stewart once explained that you can't describe pornography, but you know it when you see it. I know when I see broken football organizations and that it stems from ownership. I know it. I've seen it. I've lived it. I know it. I can spot that. Spotting dimes and eating onions. Browns or broken football organization starts with ownership. Jimmy Haslam's a complete, I think he's actually a criminal, or like he had to negotiate with the feds for his release or whatever that is. And the Jets are the same thing. Woody Johnson, at the tail end of the Dan days, you know who his best friend was in NFL ownership? Woody Johnson. So those two can chill on their yachts and enjoy a life that the rest of us will never experience. But no, you're also never going to win anything. And I have a lot of friends that are Jets fans. Shout out to Heather McDonough. Good luck. You've picked Aaron Rodgers, who's, I don't know that Saleh was the answer, but I know that, who, hold on. Far better question here. This is far more important. Maybe this is out, Landfill, and I haven't seen it. Who the hell you naming interim? Is it Hackett? The audacity to truly let Aaron call his own shots and they're putting Nathaniel Hackett in as head coach? Because, dude, the easy question, the easy discussion, when you hear it in college football, college sports a lot. Oh, fire the coach, fire the coach, fire the coach. Who the hell are you going to get? Who's going to be better? Hell, you hear married couples, young people talk about it all the time. Oh, man, I want to move. I want to move. I want a fresh start. Where are you going? How much does that house cost? What's your rent going to be there? The Jets fire Robert Saleh. I'm looking at the Jets coaching roster.
All right, apparently it's going to be something called Jeff Ulbrich.
The D coordinator.
Okay.
He looks tough. I don't want to see him in an alley. But he's only getting it because they can't go to Hackett because Hackett's a joke. I mean, Woof. They do have a really nice practice facility, though, landfill. And they feed the media.
Well, I believe Ulbrich was a coach in Atlanta when Quinn was there.
Guess where Ulbrich went to college?
Hawaii.
He's a Rainbow Warrior. I imagine they've changed that name. Are they still the Rainbow Warriors?
I think they changed it, and then they changed it back. So they're the Rainbow Warriors again. But for a while, they were just the Warriors.
You know, it's Hawaii. Let them be the Rainbow Warriors. Like, is that... I'd love to know what side of the aisle was mad at them about that. Or was it both? And you're getting attacked by the whole world. Like Robert Saleh apparently is. Aaron Rodgers got Saleh fired. Congratulations, Jets. Hope it works. I don't think it will. Robert Saleh, 45 years old, been in the NFL a long time. Good luck. Good luck up there. Saleh might have been, I think he has ties to DQ from their Seahawks days. Not saying to expect him to come here or anything, but they're all in that Shanahan world. Aaron Rodgers, dude. Here's what people want to do. They want to talk about the Jets and Aaron Rodgers and Robert Saleh and how this might turn it around. I don't think it will. They don't want to talk about the Chiefs, who just continue to dominate, are now 5-0. But, hey, let's fire up. You guys got Stephen A. on in there? What are they saying? Will this be the move that gets Breece Hall going? Meanwhile, Kareem Hunt, who was Rookie of the Year in 2017, went for $120 last night. The content machine, man. Like, let's ignore the really good quality football that just plays killer defense and nobody ever talks about, because you got to talk about Travis Kelce's mustache and his newest fit. Let's talk about Robert Saleh. Let's talk about the Cowboys being in trouble. Is Sam Darnold MVP? Because everybody's going to click on that and say, no. It's the Chiefs. There's things in life that matter, and then there's the noise. The Chiefs matter. The Jets are the noise. Nobody go anywhere.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You mentioned Finley. 6-7, The Fan. Everybody on the stream, it looks like we got to cut you short. We'll see if we can make it work later, so don't be offended when that turns off. If you missed the news, Aaron Rodgers got Robert Saleh fired. If you think anything else happened there, good luck. I'm not saying Saleh's Bill Walsh. His record in New York is 20-36. They fired him after 5 games. They're 2-3 right now. Last year, honestly, he probably deserves some semblance of like a coach of the year to go 7-10 after Rodgers got hurt 3 snaps into the season. Pair of 7-10s. This was supposed to be the year now that Rodgers was healthy. Defensively, which is kind of where Saleh makes his money. You know, that's they've been good there. Right now, defensively, they are 2nd in yards allowed, 5th in points allowed. Offensively, where they're going to keep... Here's the joke of this, right? If you're firing Saleh for performance, then you wouldn't promote the defensive coordinator to be the interim. You're clearly not firing him for performance, right? You're firing him because he doesn't get along with the quarterback, and the quarterback has the ear of ownership. I can't be more clear why this is all going down. Offensively, by the way, where you're going to keep the complete stooge of an offensive coordinator and just hope that the 40-year-old quarterback kind of gets it back together, even though he's coming back from an Achilles. Offensively, they're 27th in yards gained, 25th in points scored. So you're firing the defensive-minded head coach where the defense is performing. You're promoting the defensive coordinator to the interim job because you know you will get lampooned on a stick if you promote Hackett, who got his chance and it was terrible in Denver. This is like all of the signs. You know how if you're going hiking, I've been hiking in the Grand Canyon, right? And there's these signs that are like, yo, you might be getting too hot. You might be getting dehydrated. Make sure you check these. Do you feel these symptoms? All of the symptoms, all of the circumstances of bad ownership are widely seen here. All right, we traded for this dude. And the Rodgers trade at the time makes sense. He wanted out. They had the resources. He doesn't get along with the coach. He gets hurt 1 year, so they kind of are able to kick the can on it. He then demands, think about all the guys Rodgers got the Jets to sign. Hackett is the OC. Lazard's on there, who drops more passes than most receivers. They bring Hackett back, which is just unfathomably a joke. They were 31st in points scored last year. Now you've got Rodgers, you're 27th in points scored. So, listen, nobody's going to confuse Robert Saleh with Mike Ditka, but, dude, if you want a reminder of the way things used to be here and how they are now, Washington is out of this world. Washington used to be in this world. The game on Sunday with Deshaun Watson, we saw ownership, picking quarterbacks, and all the trouble that caused. Today, this morning, Tuesday morning, we see ownership backing a quarterback over a coach, firing the coach. Week 6. Honestly, Tuesday of the week is still kind of week 5. I mean, Rodgers wants him out. You've made your bed. You're completely invested in Rodgers. I get it. If you're trying to make a run and you think now is the time, oh, by the way, Hassan Reddick's still out there. I just tweeted, for Commanders fans, this is a great moment of gratitude. I've told you, Landfill, I'm trying to have more gratitude. I'm trying to be more grateful. In Cleveland, we saw where ownership meddled in personnel and blew up a good squad. That Browns team was good, but until they weren't. Today with the Jets, we saw ownership choose a player over a coach. Anybody remember? When would that be? February of 2013? When Robert decided to tell the Shanahans he wasn't running the read option anymore and they'll eliminate that from the playbook. And they clearly chose Robert over the remember the story? It's in Mike Silver's book. I think a lot of Commanders fans kind of knew this already. When Kirk leads the team to the Browns win during that magical 2012 season, and Dan comes running into the locker room past Kirk to Robert. That's the kind of stuff broken organizations do. The Jets are a broken organization. Good luck. Good luck picking the player. Because every other player in that locker room now knows their opinion doesn't matter. Nothing happens. Oh, by the way, Aaron Rodgers threw 3 picks, including a pick 6 in the last game. I don't know, man. No one's confusing Saleh with, hell, even like a Gruden, like a coach that is fairly average with some pockets of greatness, right? Like, or some pockets of goodness. Like, Saleh may deserve to be fired, maybe deserve to be fired last year. But to do it now is, this is from Diana Rossini right now. Jets owner Woody Johnson's decision to fire Robert Saleh might seem surprising, but Johnson views this team, here you go, Landfill, as ready to compete now and wanted to make a move to get things on the right track before it was too late. What did you change outside of the quarterback being happier? Because you promoted the DC, unless you're going to like, if there's some gigantic move brewing where he's going to bring in John Gruden to take over the offense, You've changed nothing. You've rearranged the furniture.
I don't know. We don't need to.
When we get B, I want to let him talk about this. We believe Rodgers will be on McAfee this afternoon. So the amount of like veiled shots he will take. Robert Little, I followed for years on Twitter. He's funny. Black Sports Online. Says, Jets putting all their faith in a 40-year-old shrooms addict coming off an injury never really made any sense to me. The chances of that working out was very low, even without the shrooms. There's not enough references to shrooms. Mushrooms have become very mainstream. I prefer the vernacular shrooms. First time in Woody Johnson's 25-year ownership of the New York Jets, they fired a coach in the middle of the season. Think about how bad the Jets have been. And they've never fired a coach in the middle of the season. This is New York. You think it's going to get easier with the media? You think Rodgers tomorrow, when he's obligated by the NFL to speak, you think that's going to go well? I like this one. Wyshynski is the hockey guy, right? In the Yahoo hockey guy? Yeah, I'm sorry, ESPN. Yeah, he used to be Puck Daddy. Okay. Senior NHL writer at ESPN. He's got an idea, Landfill. And if it's easiest for you, I know you've got a lot going on in there. You can just give me a sound effect on this one. What if you bring him back? Bill Belichick. You don't think Bill and A-Rod are meant for each other? All right. Well, our very own Cody Shook has an idea. Shout out to the tech exec, Cody Betts. Cody Betts tweeted, there's only one man for the job. And he photoshopped a Jets sweatshirt onto Ron Rivera. No sound effect. Just no. Great question from Angry Rob, because this is happening. This is a real topic. Does the Salah firing increase the chance of a Davante Adams trade? Because maybe Salah was the only dude, like, what are we doing? What are we giving up to go get Devontae? And maybe that was the final straw, because A-Rod wants him and ownership wants what A-Rod wants, and that's how you move it forward. I don't know. Sports Grumpy's mad at Nugget from Albert Breer. Robert Salah was hired by Christopher Johnson. I don't know if that's Woody's son or brother or what, but if you remember when he was hired, I think Woody Johnson served as the ambassador to England, to the United Kingdom under Donald Trump. So he wasn't technically the owner then. Listen, maybe this works out. They win 10 in a row. I'm not ruling that out. Aaron Rodgers has some real skill. I mean, he's obviously a star quarterback at one point. And not that far away. You know, Steve Wilks, you have seen interim coaches come in and succeed. Who do the Jets have? Oh, I think the Jets are on Monday Night Football against the Bills this week. Because I'm actually going to go to MGM to watch that. If anybody wants to come hang out, come hang out. I'll be at Tap Sports Bar. But we're going to get back on track. We have so much Commander stuff to discuss. Barstool Nate joins us at 11. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Your boy A-Rod gets his head coach fired in week 5, dude. Well, I mean, I cannot wait for your reaction to the news. The Jets have fired Robert Salah.
Well, Robert Salah got fired because Aaron Rodgers threw 3 interceptions. He got fired because Aaron Rodgers decided not to come to camp because he had something else planned right when they were going to go to camp. Because Aaron Rodgers decides that he doesn't want to have his coach talk to him, so he shoved him off. This is exactly what happens when you get – look, that man is a megalomaniac. He thinks everything is about him, and he thinks he's untouchable. But the whole thing is the Jets are going to do just what the Jets normally do. They're going to crash. Aaron is not going to help them out. I mean, I told you I don't like the dude, and it's not about his football. Because he's an ass, point blank. And this is proving that.
Dude, if this was about football, and maybe there's some behind-the-scenes stuff we're unaware of, right? I am confident over the
There's no behind the scenes stuff we don't know. We see what Aaron Rodgers is all the time. This guy is one of the best quarterbacks to ever play in the history of football, and the Packers couldn't wait to get rid of his ass. Now this happens. All of a sudden, when he finally tells Woody Johnson where to go, then he's going to decide that he can't deal with him either, and he'll let him go as well.
Well, what there will be, undoubtedly, is whether it's water carrying or not, and it probably is, there will be some stories out of Florham Park about the stuff Saleh was doing that players didn't like, or other coaches didn't like, or the front office, or whatever it is, blah, blah, blah. There will be some sort of, let's try to sell this thing.
They can sell what they want. I saw on TV how he basically told the coach to get the bleep out his way. Okay?
Well, B,
I saw that.
Think about this, dude. They just fired Saleh for the last 3 years. He's a defensive head coach. The last 3 years, their defense has been top five in yards allowed.
Totally.
This year, they're second in yards allowed, fifth in points allowed through five games.
Yeah.
They're siding with the guy that just threw three picks, including a pick six, and another pick late in the game when you're driving to win against the Vikings.
Hey, man. You go down with the bus, and that's what they've done. They are going down with the guy that they brought in and did whatever. Basically, Saleh didn't want Aaron Rodgers. We know that. Woody Johnson wanted Aaron Rodgers. And this happens. We lived it here in D.C. I heard you talking about it earlier when we were trying to get connected with all this stuff that doesn't work right here. But the ultimate thing is he wanted him. The coach didn't want him. He forced him upon him. And then when you give a player that much power, you're going to always have problems.
Dude, we've seen it here. And the biggest joke of this is, because of Rodgers being able to demand whatever he wants, your OC, who if you're going to fire the DC, typically you promote the OC. Or there's somebody further down. Like when the Raiders fired McDaniels, they were like, screw it, we're going to give Antonio Pierce a shot because he has some natural charismatic leadership about him, right?
Yeah.
Like, and that usually happens way later in the year. But usually if you're firing one side, you're promoting the other. And in this situation, because Rodgers got to handpick his own OC in Hackett, who was proven to be a complete joke as a head coach in Denver for a season where he got fired, he was 4-11. They had to fire. It was a disaster. So they couldn't promote Hackett. Like, whatever attempts, and God bless the Jets PR people. They were pretty cool to us when we were there. They got their hands full over the next 48 hours / 10 weeks. But there's no way you could promote Hackett with a straight face because he was terrible at it. And the only reason you're doing it is because of that's who Rodgers wants. So you fire the defensive head coach who's running good defense to promote the DC?
No, what they're going to do is promote – they basically just promoted the QB. He's the head coach,
right?
Okay? To hell with all of that other stuff, he's the head coach. Listen, man, Saleh has been sitting there watching over this stuff. He's telling the DC what to do. So you make the DC the head coach because you know what? You know Hackett is a hack job. He's horrible.
Right.
Is Aaron Rodgers now, listen, man, you can be as good as you want, but when your personality and your way screw a team up, it's time for you to go too. You know, believe me, nobody's going to miss him. If another quarterback comes in there right now and start playing better, believe me, they'll let you know what they truly feel about him. They know now you better not say nothing about Aaron because you won't be on that football team.
Agreed. Agreed. Jeff, you've got Wendy there. Now, today's our first ever Does Wendy Know Who's Who segment. Give Wendy the headphones and the microphone. B, we've got Wendy here. We're doing our Does Wendy Know Who This Is segment. Now, Wendy, tell the folks how long you've worked in sports radio, because it's been a long time.
I have not been in sports radio that long. I've been in radio 15 years.
15 years. And how much of that has this station been part of what you do?
Since COVID, so 2020, four years.
So 4 years.
All right, yeah.
And Wendy, I love when you come around. At the top of the list, you're a very nice person. Number two on the list, you often provide a van that somehow produces Litos. But
and number three, you dog Jeff out.
We love how you dog Jeff out, okay? But Wendy, whether it's only tangentially or what, you do kind of work in sports, right? At least in some capacity. Like, you're here right now. This is sports.
Yes.
Okay. So let's play our first version of this. Wendy, who is Robert Salah? You got to give us an answer.
I don't have a clue.
Just give us your best guess. Maybe he runs accounting for Deloitte.
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh.
It's literally on the television in front of you.
He's the Jets head coach.
What just happened?
Well, he was the Jets head coach. He got fired.
All right, Wendy.
Oh, it says it at the bottom now.
Now, this one you got to know. Who is Aaron Rodgers?
He plays football.
For who?
Green Bay.
Close.
Yeah. Well, he just got Robert Saleh fired.
Yeah, he got Robert Saleh fired.
Oh, okay.
Who's Jordan Love?
I don't know these people.
He plays football for Green Bay.
Oh, okay.
He replaced Aaron Rodgers.
Oh. See, Aaron Rodgers used to play for Green Bay.
Correct.
I was
close.
Yeah, you're right.
You're on it. Who's Austin Eckler?
I've never heard of these people a day in my life.
Do you ever listen to our program?
No.
He's
working too hard.
Unless you guys miss contesting, which you did yesterday.
What'd we miss?
The Africa Cup.
Yo, it wasn't on me. I stick to the sheet, baby.
No, you don't.
Wendy, who's Jaden Daniels?
He plays for the Commanders.
There we go.
What position? What position?
What position?
I don't know.
Come on. You know this.
Come on, Wendy. He's a top dude. If you know who he is, he must play what position. Okay.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Let's get her off.
Wendy, who's Dan Quinn?
The coach for the Commanders.
Yeah. You're hot.
There we go.
You are hot. You want to go one more?
Sure.
Who's Josh Harris?
Owner of the Commanders.
Boom! Three in a row.
There you go, Wendy.
Eat it. Wendy, thank you for your time. This has been riveting. Nobody go anywhere. Barstool Nate joins us next.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. You can build the same game parlay for Thursday night football game as the 49ers take on the Seahawks. Brock Purdy over passing yards. DK Metcalf over receiving yards. Also, I'll go DK Metcalf anytime touchdown. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to make every moment more this season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel, sportsbook official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.